Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Fine, her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars Power.
Imagination amplified.
You're everything I hoped you'd be. That was a brave choice you made, Mars.
Root Prep is a spaceship? Where's Aurora?
She's right here with me.
Mars! Help me! Mars!
I'll see you soon. Here, on Mars.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We could follow our dreams to distant stars, living and working in a permanently manned space station within a decade.
We will build new ships to carry man forward into the universe and to prepare for new journeys to the worlds beyond our own.
By the mid-2030s, I believe we can send humans to orbit Mars and return them safely to Earth. And a landing on Mars will follow, and I expect to be around to see it.
Say goodbye to Earth's atmosphere. You're on your way to Mars.
This isn't real. This can't be happening.
Unbuckle your harness and you'll see how real it is.
Whoa. Whoa.
Welcome to zero gravity, Mars.
This is so cool.
Go ahead, take it for a spin. Or should I say, a float.
Wow.
That's it. Try a somersault or two.
This is epic. I'm in space.
If you feel yourself getting sick, I'd advise using one of the vomit receptacles in the corner. Can't have your breakfast floating about. It takes some time to... Better?
Sorry about that. Wait, I'm not sorry. Why did you lie to me? Why did you put me and my friends through all of this to get here?
I've wanted to tell you everything, but I had to make sure you were ready.
Ready for what?
For my colony on the Red Planet. A colony of kids with special talents and open minds.
A colony on Mars? Is that where Aurora is? But why did she call up for help? Is she in some kind of trouble?
Mars, there are many things I need to tell you about my mission and about why I chose you to be here. You are...
Oof! What was that? Mr. Pruitt?
Warning.
What's going on?
Impending
Mr. Pruitt?
Breach in Sector C. Impending breach in Sector C.
That can't be good.
themselves.
Oh, hi, I'm...
In my way.
Sorry, I'm...
Floating there like a helpless butterfly. Move, Patel. I need you to take this panel and brace it against the door.
Huh?
The blast depressurized the containment room, which, funny story, is full of plutonium. We can let it go if you don't mind being sucked out into space.
But, no, I don't know how to...
Moz, look at me.
What? Who are...
Look at me.
It's you, lost in London.
Julia, I understand this is a lot to process, but we need you to help us not die. So, I'm giving you 3 full seconds to freak out and adjust.
But I don't...
3, 2, 1.
Okay, all right, I'm ready. What do we do?
Grab that wheel, and when I slam the door, start spinning as fast as you can. You with me, Butterfly?
Butterfly? Spin, go! Why is this happening? Was there an accident?
Accident? There's no such thing as accidents. This was sabotage. Someone tried to wreck our ship on purpose.
Hello, podcast listeners. It's your old friend, Oliver Pruitt here, welcoming you to Season 2 of Mars Patel. If you're new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and experience the mysterious and thrilling journey of Season 1. But today, you've joined me at the beginning of a much different journey. A journey to the planet Mars itself. I've built a colony there, as an extension of my school, Pruitt Prep, a home for dreamers and extraordinary kids like you. And while great adventure comes with great risk, I believe in the future I'm building, especially with Mars Patel on his way. But if you're anything like me when I was your age, or like Mars, then you'll want to skip ahead to the exciting part. This is why, when I drop you back into the story, and onto the Pruitt 3 spacecraft. It will have been... How long since you left home, Mars?
6 months. 6 months since we left Earth, Aurora. 6 months I've eaten this nasty, dehydrated spaghetti. Sometimes I feel like we'll never get there. Sometimes it feels like 100 years since I left Caddy and her friends. Julia would point out that it's only been 7 light minutes, so get over it and carry on. Did I mention Julia's here? Turns out she's this computer super genius who's even smarter than she was on Earth. Like Toothpick, except Pick never treated me like I was a big dummy. And the captain, Orion, he's only a couple of years older than us, but he's this insane pilot, so he acts like he's the boss of the world. When I look out the window, I can't even see Earth anymore. And I keep wondering, will I ever see it again?
Oh, boo bloody who. All you think about is Aurora and Caddy and Toothpick and the rest of your oddly named friends.
That was a private message, Julia. And what am I supposed to think about?
I don't know. How about the fact that we're hurtling through space towards another planet?
Okay, there's that.
There's that? How is it that you don't realize the incredible opportunity we've been handed?
You didn't seem so gung-ho about Pruitt's plans when you were helping me track missing kids on Earth.
That's before I knew. Before I understood what we'd been chosen for. I don't care how or why Pruitt got us here. I care that I'm here. Look, Mars. Just look at that view.
You think Mars will be that great?
I think I've waited my whole life for the chance to do something like this. To make history. To live a life beyond my...
Beyond your what?
Just beyond. And I'm not going to let you and your homesickness get in the way of that.
Attention crew of the Pruitt 3.
He knows we're the only 2 people on board, right?
Please report to the training room for emergency exercises.
Ugh, those exercises are the worst. Reciting lists and staging practice drills.
You know you love it, Butterfly.
When is it gonna stop calling me that?
Probably never. He calls me Data sometimes.
But Data is a cool nickname. It means you have mad tech skills.
Well,
Maybe we can come up with a better nickname for you. What are your abilities?
My abilities?
It's getting lonely up here.
We were all chosen for a reason, right?
I don't know.
Guys, get here, now!
On our way, boss!
You go ahead. I'll be there in a few.
Fine. Mope about the ship some more. I'm going to training. Have loads of fun staring out the window and leaving another message for Aurora.
I'm not going to leave another message for Aurora.
I have many other important things to do.
Aurora, it's me. I don't have a lot of time.
Whoa!
Luckily, I'm getting faster at this floating thing, most of the time. We're getting close to the planet, but I still don't know why I'm here or what happened to you. I'm exploring another level of the ship, the level I'm not allowed to go on. There's a lot of things I'm not allowed to do here. Anyway, I'm hoping to maybe find a way to contact Pruitt. Or you. See you soon, Aurora. I hope. Mars out. Computer, open cargo hold.
Name?
Mars Patel.
Access denied.
I got that from the locked door.
Access denied.
What are you doing down here?
Orion! Captain, I was just...
You know you're not allowed in this part of the ship.
I know, but I needed to call Mr. Pruitt and...
You really don't like following rules, do you, Butterfly? No wonder you spent your whole life in detention with Mr. Q.
How do you know about that? Wait, is there something important back there you don't want me to
see?
That's
classified.
But it's in the cargo hold. I deserve to know what's back there.
Fine, it's a delivery, all right? For Mr. Pruitt.
Where is he?
On his space station orbiting Mars.
What kind of cargo are you delivering to him?
Butterfly, this isn't H.G. Wells Middle School.
Stop calling.
You break the rules here, you don't get sent to detention.
Mess up on Mars, and you don't survive.
Since the dawn of time, we've looked up at the sky and imagined what it would be like to be among the stars. And now, thanks to Oliver Pruitt, that dream has become a reality. We're looking for kids who are unique, kids with a sense of adventure, kids like you to join us on Mars. Our colony grows bigger and better every day. There's a bright future out there, beyond Earth. So if you think you have what it takes, visit pruittprep.com. We hope to see you soon in the stars.
Thrusters at 80%. Trajectory on course.
Approximate time to docking on the space station. 4:22.
Julia, docking protocols?
As soon as we connect with the space station, I go down to the airlock and secure the seal.
What do I do?
Just keep looking good in that pressure suit, Butterfly.
I'm done answering to that name, Orion.
You're right. Butterfly is way too long. Let's cut it down.
I swear if you start calling me Butt...
Fly. Let's go with Fly.
Fine, whatever. How long are we staying on the space station?
Just long enough to get you two on the shuttle to Mars.
You said Oliver Pruitt is on the space station. I have questions for him.
Connection with the space station in 1:32.
Pruitt 3 to station master. Pruitt 3 to station master.
Orion, good to hear your voice.
Yours too. Is the shuttle ready to take the newbies down to the colony?
We're all set for you. We just need to...
What is that?
Space station, can you hear me? Come in.
Sorry, Orion. I'm interrupting your regularly scheduled broadcast to bring you a dose of the truth.
The connection's been hacked. Julia, get us a different comm link with the space station.
Already on it.
Yeah, you newbies. Can you hear me?
Shut him down.
Do you know who that is?
To get to Mars. They tell you how amazingly special.
What is taking so long?
Trying again. Different encryption this time.
Don't believe a word you hear. Not from Pruitt. And not from any of his loyal soldiers.
Got you.
Pruitt 3, what's happening? Orion, you ring.
We had a little communication interference. We're gonna finish docking, and I'll see you in a few.
Space station, 39
Fly.
Seconds.
Get ready to board the station. Your shuttle is waiting.
Wait, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me who that was on the line. Is he the one who tried to blow up the ship?
You'd have to ask him.
If someone is out to get us, I should know.
There's a time for...
It's the Martians, isn't it? The history's in the computer.
I've read everything.
Martians? Like, little green men?
Nah, just some rogue colonists who couldn't handle the conditions when we first got to the planet.
What does that mean?
They turned on Oliver Pruitt and formed their own group. They call themselves the Martians.
What do they want?
They want chaos. Their leader calls himself Fang. We don't know who he is, but we know he wants to destroy the colony and hurt all of us in any way he can.
That's the reason Mr. Pruitt has to stay on the space station.
We're here, Julia.
On my way to secure the airlock.
Welcome to Space Station Pruitt, Mars
Patel,
and Orion
Alexander. Hey, take it easy, Orion. I haven't walked in months.
It's like riding a bike. Okay, last stop, shuttle to Mars. Julia's waiting.
What's that alarm?
I have to get back to the ship. Julia, open the hatch. Inside, Mars.
You're not going with us?
I've got cargo to deliver. Get in the shuttle, now.
Okay, I'm going.
See you on the planet.
Mars, we have to go.
You know how to fly this thing?
The shuttle pilots itself.
You're cool with that?
It's an automated shuttle to the planet Mars. So yes, I'm cool with it. Now buckle up so we can carry on.
At least this time I get a warning before we... The shuttle ride has a soundtrack?
Oliver Pruitt thinks of everything.
Hello, and welcome my young friends to the adventure of a lifetime.
Mr. Pruitt?
It's a recording, Mars.
Right, I knew that.
I trust that your journey so far has been rewarding. My Pruitt-Prep spacecrafts are at least 2 decades ahead of NASA's own technology.
He is proud of himself, isn't he?
In just a few short minutes, you will be arriving in the new frontier. My Mars colony is a wonder of innovation, cooperation, and good old-fashioned elbow grease. Each of you.
That's enough out of you, Pruitt. This ain't a ride at Disney World.
It's happening again, isn't it? It's the Martians.
I promise you, Mars is no theme park.
How do they have the tech to keep doing this?
Who is this?
Mars Patel, is that you?
Don't talk to him.
Mars, I hope you can hear me.
How does he know who I am?
We've hacked into the shuttle's guidance program. We're taking you on a detour.
He's right. We're not headed for the colony.
Where are we going?
You're coming to us, Mars. To the Martians. Fang is waiting for you.
No, this can't happen. I won't allow it. I did not come here to be sacrificed to someone named Fang.
What are you doing?
Reprogramming the hack.
Do we have time?
We hit ground in 26 seconds. Might want to snap on your helmet.
We're not trying to hurt you. We just want to talk.
Which is exactly the sort of thing I'd say if I were trying to hurt someone.
I can see the ground.
Stop trying to fight it.
There. I blocked their signal.
Are we back on course?
I'm afraid we're a touch too late for that.
Welcome to a city
Brace for impact.
Of ideas
impact.
And heroes.
We're gonna crash?
My friends, welcome to Mars.
Space Station Pruitt, Cargo Bay 15, locking mechanism activated.
This is Orion. I'm loading the cargo onto the space station, boss.
Well done. Did everything make it through the journey as expected?
Affirmative. We're all set.
And security measures are in place?
That's a yes. We're locking the cargo up tight, and I'm putting the big dog in front to guard the door. Atta girl, Muffin.
Listen to me, Orion. Nobody gets in there. You understand? Nobody can know what we have. Especially not Mars Patel.
Thank you.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.